a turnover inside the 10. The Rams get a big break on their defense.
Bob, to me, one of the most challenging things in all of sport is the sudden change where your defense has to go back on the field just like you did against the Rams. And yet only 13 giveaway points with a team that's minus two in the giveaway takeaway. What have you developed mentally with your team?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that, and particularly in that situation when they're down there really low on the 8-yard line is, you know, we have a saying here, they're not in till they're in, you know, and don't concede anything. And to me, like, sudden change is when that occurs inside the 50-yard line, because you know one first down here is going to result in points. You have to get out of the mentality, you know, why me, why us, what's happening. And each player has to believe, hey, I'm the guy that's going to, you know, make the big stop here. And I think our guys have done a really good job with that.
Now turns back to his left side. He's sacked back at the 20.
You always say no trap doors. That's what you always tell me. No excuses, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, it's like the relief pitcher, you know, when he gets called in, it usually isn't good. You know, so if you have to go in there, whether it was by punt or turnover or whatever, we got to stop him. So it's tough-minded. There's some grit involved there. And I think, you know, again, I think the guys have done a great job with it.
Third-year kicker, and the kicker missed it! Zuerlein missed it! And the Rams had goal to go at the 6-yard line and get no points.
Justin Houston leads the NFL in sacks.
Now in trouble. Sacked from behind.
Brady gets away. Lost the football.
Second and six sacked. Justin Houston, the devastating linebacker.
What about his game and what he's done for you?
I think Justin is very talented. He's worked very hard on it. One of the things that goes unnoticed about Justin is really how much he does for us. You know, he's involved in coverages. You know, we move him around a lot. You know, he's inside. He's been over the nose guard. I think he's had a sack from every position on the line.
Sack! The Chiefs come up the middle. Justin Houston.
From a protection scheme, that becomes harder. Plus, you can create certain matchups that you know you might feel on defense are favorable. So he's done a great job. He's worked hard, very hard at it. I think he's learned a great deal from Tomba, you know, about the skill of rushing the passer, because I don't think there's anybody more passionate than Tomba is on it. And over the course of time they've been together, I think Tomba shared a lot of that. He's just done a great job. And, you know, last week I thought was one of his better games in the run game. He can become a real dominant player for us in all phases.
Those are guys we know. There have been fans scrambling on their phones or looking at their program. Who's Fleming? Who's Parker? Who's JMJ? Who's MAGA? How about these guys that people don't know about who are elevating their game?
Well, I think that's a real tribute, you know, to the players and to the position coaches, you know, because you have to coach everybody in your room all the time. And I think from the player standpoint, one of the things we talk about is, hey, there's guys that are on the look team getting our offense ready. There's somebody off that group that's going to come play it. But if you're not out there practicing and taking advantage of those things and not just, quote, running the card, you really hinder your chance to be ready when the call comes. And in turn, you hinder our chance to keep succeeding. So they have to take advantage of that opportunity. And a lot of guys have done it.
You're also with the New York Jets for 13 seasons. Now you're on the opposite sideline. What about trying to defend the New York Jets?
Well, it's a completely different offensive system than when I was there. We're going to have some challenges. They have some really good football players. You know, they have two very skilled quarterbacks. You know, they've got some backs in there that we think really, really run hard. And now we got the addition of Percy Harvin, you know, who's dynamic as any player in our league, you know. So it's going to be a real challenge.